But what for thrice truthful tellers shone of grace? Weakly we went on to ask now of the gracious one, vouchsafe to say, you will now goodness, won't you? Why? From his root language, if you ask me whys, Sean replied, as he blessed himself devotionally like a cross bomb, making act of oblivion, foot and matter, what the tickamels, which he pick-sticked into his letters invention, altered in a weird mudguard, gringing in a rum and a mull of frenner, a look, a bogaman, therein in a circle, crimger, and a crack and a rocker. Purs for you. The hundred-lettered name again, last word of perfect language, but you could come near it, we do suppose, strong Sean, or we foresupposed. How? Peaks, peaks, Sean replied, in valor penultimatum. 'Tis pebbles before Sweeney's as he swigged a slug of John Jacobson from his Tristram sucker cane. Milbert likes him. I might as well be talking to the four waves till Tibble's graves and the rest's asleep. Frost? No, not one in the seven senses could, as I've said before, only you missed my drift for its being incendiary. Every dimmed letter in it is a copy and not a few of the sibyls and holy words I can show you in my kingdom of heaven. The loquacity of him, which is three-star monothong, the last word in stolen telling, and what's more, right down low brown schistematic rubblement. Yes, as he was raising my ladder like you, and as I was plucking his goosey bone like yea, he stole the tail of me sure, like yup. How's that for Shemis? Still in a way, not to flatter you, we fancy you that you are so strikingly brainy and well letter read in yourself, as ever were the shameless Shemanus, limited could use worse of yourself, ingenious Sean. We still so fancied if only you would take your time so and the trouble of so doing it up you now. Undoubtedly, but that is show. Sean replied, the muttermilk of his blood donor beginning to work, and while innocent of disseminating the foul emanation, it would be a fall day I could not, soul, so you can keep your space, and by the power of blurry words, I am liable to do it, I am convicted of it, any time ever I liked, bet you fippins off my boot allowance, with the allogrosis transfusism, as, you see, while I can soliloquize to see I manage better than most, it is an open-ear secret, be it said, how I'm extremely ingenuous at the clerking, even with my badly left and arago braids, I'd pencil it with immenuosus as easy as I'd perorate a chicaro of beans for the price of two maracles, and my trifolium librato, the orthodox book of leaf, would, if given to daylight, I hold a most incredible faith about it, far exceed what that bogus bolshy of a shame, my Somhes brother, Gay Fex, is conversant with an audible black and prink. Outrageously of Potskuld, a comedy of letters. I have them all, tame, deep, and harried in mine eyes. And one of these fine days, man dear, when the mood is on me, that I may will hap cut my throat with my tongue tonight, but I will be or mids moved to take potlood and introverted Patrick just like a work of merit, mark my words, and append to my Mark Twang that will open your puck trickster's ops for you, brother brewer, only for as papstan as immature and neophyte and as spatium mam spatiosum and 111 other things, I would never do anything take so much trouble of such doing. And why so? Because I'm altogether a chap too fly and hairy man for too infidig the like of that ultra virulence. And by all I hold sacred on earth's clouds and in heaven, I swear to you, on my pioppin oath by the awe of Sean, and that's a hull of a name, that I will commission to the flames any incendiaries whosoever are Arryman, how so clever, who would endeavour to set every Aniam runer mother of mine on fire. Rock me, Julie, but I will so ho. And with that crick-crack-crack of a three-lung school, from which grief had used up every smile, big, hot-tempered, husky-fusky, crenfy-strenfy pugilizer, such as he was, he virtually broke down on the moorhead, getting quite jerry over her, overpowered by himself with the love of the tear silver that he twined for a fair, for sure he was soft, semp-glawn, slob of the world, with a heart like Montgomery's in his show chest, and Harvey loads of feeling in him, and as innocent and undesignful as the fresh fallen caliph. Still grossly unselfish and sick self, he dished alarms away and laughed it off with a wipe at his puddies and a gulp apologetic, healing his terror by the smile of his eye, ogling round, him belly no below, solemn mole pigeon, ali bully, fool il gulpa. Mind you now that he wasn't the dumpest of earnest, or threw him jar or too helpy nor hulk earthing heather. More like that, only he stopped short and looking up from his tired, shackled wrist to the ghost of an ocean, the wheeze of painful heavens of Jupiter's gazy totem, as they were telling not but where and will be, all told, scrutting for back into the fargon ahead, to feel out what age and years tropical, ecclesiastical, civil, or sidereal, he might find by the serious point stand of Charlie's Wain, what between the spheres setting along the lacteal and and the mansions of the blessed churning on old times, as erewhile had he craved of thus, the dream swindled neck loose lassoed him, his thumbs fell into his fists, and losing the harmonical balance of his ball-bearing extremities, by the holy kettle like a flask of lightning, over he careened, O the sons of the fathers, by the mighty fine weight of the barrel, all that prevented the happering of who, if not the asterisk between themselves shall ever, and as the wisest postulate course he could play act, collapsed in an ensemble, and rolled buoyantly backwards in less than a twinkling via Rattigan's corner, out of farther earshot with his highly curious mode of slippershod motion, sure foot, sore foot, slick foot, slack foot, link man, leisurely, lap man, loungy, and by clusters, lapes, and falls, with cork staves and tree leaves, and more bubbles to his keel row, a fairish and easy way enough as the town cow cries behind the times in the direction of McAuliffe's, the crooked house opened the door softly, down in the valley before he was really uprighted, ere in a dip of the downs, wheeler, he spoilerlessly disappowled, and vanished like a popudana papa from circular circulatio, amen. Gua, gua, go on, tappa. And the stellas were shinings, and the earthenite strewed aromatos. His pibroch crept among the dunkness. A reek was waft on the left stream. He was ours, all fragrance, and we were his for a lifetime. O dulcet dreamings languidus, tabokogu. It was charming, but charming. And the lamp went out as it couldn't glow on burning. Yep, the limp went out, for it couldn't stay alight. Well, how dar do we the hours when twilight fades, all dulls and yellow, and it is so bedowering that thou art passing hence, my brother, Abel Shawn, with a twisking of the robe ere the morning of the light calms our hardest throes, beyond God's cradle and purpose plain, from carnal relations and familiar faces, to the inns of Tuskland, where the oliphants scrum till the ousts of amicals, where the tall stories grow proudest, more is the pity, but for all our deeds of goodness, you were so soft, and ever doing, Mano Mano, and Miriam Amelia, even to Mully Mully, as our humbler classes whose virtuous humility can tell, it is hardly we in the country of the old Shan Moy can part you for. Oil Po, you are walking saint, you were to stare, the gracer of gods and pretties, and the salus of the wake, countenance whose disparition afflictedly found Fwyn Fields, winner of the gamings, primed of the studians, pro-predicted from the storybouts, the choice of ages wise, spick-spook spokesman for our spectuous silentiousness, Musha be minded of us, there in cockpit, poor 12 o'clock scholars, sometimes or other anyway, when you think the time, Wisher, be coming back to us our way home in Biddy House, one way or either, anywhere, we miss your smile, palm wine, breadfruit, sweet milk, milk soup, Sousa Supo, however, our people here in Samonesia will not be after forgetting you, and the elders lurking and marking the journeys, chalking up drizzle and drizzle out on the four bare mats. How you would be thinking in your thoughts, how the deepening did it all begin, and how you would be scrimmaging through your scruples to collar a hole of an imperfection being committed. Sireland calls you, and Mary Loy is sailing moonlike, and slyly Mamoreen's lady maid at Glad's House Lodge. Turn your coat, strong character, and tarry among us down the vale, Ugander, only once more, and may the moss of prosperousness gather you rolling home, may foggy Jews be diamondized your hop rings, may the fireplug of filiality reinsure your bunghole, may the barley wind behind glow luck to your Bathersons. 'Tis well we know you were loth to leave us, winding your hobble to horn, right royal post, but our ashore, pulse of our slumber, dream book page, by the grace of Votre Dame, when the natural morning of your nocturne and blank merges into the national morning of golden sun-up, and Don Leary gets his own back from old Grog George's quartos, as that good ship the Johnny Joyce takes the wind from waterlogged Erin's King. You will shift across the Moylan Sea, and round up in your own escapology, some canon is Satyr's day or other, sack on back, alack, digging snow, not so, like the good man you are, with your picture pockets turned knock-side out in the rake of the rain, for fresh remittances, and from that till this, in any case, team was tenant, may the tussocks grow quickly under your tramp thickets, and the daisies trip lightly over your battercops. Jaunty John, as I was shortly before that made aware, next halted to fetch a breath, the first coterminous leg of the night's stride being pulled through, and to loosen, let God's son now be looking down on the poor preambler, both of his bruised brogues that were plainly made a good bit before his hosen were, at the weir by Lazarus Walk, for far and wide, as large as he was lively, was he noted for his humane treatment of any kind of abused footgear, a matter of maybe 90 or so barrel hours distance off, as truly he merited to do. He was there, you could planimetrically see, when I took a closer look at him, that was to say, gracious helpings at this rate, of growing our cottage child of yesterday will soon fill space and burst the system, so speeds the instant, amply altered for the brighter, though still the graven image of his squarer self, as he was used to be, perspiring, but happy notwithstanding. His foot was still asleep on him, the way he thought, by the holy Januarius, he had a bullock's hoof in his buskin, with his hallux so splendid, though island untranscended, big-mouthed poster, propped up, restant, against a butter-blonde warden of the peace, one Comstabulus Sigurdsson, and when a better than such excess of facement to rest from roving the laddie down he bootblacked, who buried upright like the Osbournes, cosy-dozy, had tumbled slumbersomely on sleep at night duty behind the curring station, equilibrated amid the embracings of a monopolized bottle. Now, there were as many as 29 hedge daughters out of Benent St. Bertrand's National Night School, for they seemed to remember how it was still a once upon a 4 year, learning their anti-meridian lesson of life under its trees against its warning, beseated as they were under the Bringspondy, attracted to the rarest sight of the first human Yellowstone landmark, the bear, the boar, the king of all boars, Sir Humphrey his knave we met on the moors, while they paddled away, keeping time magnetically with their 58 pedalets, playing fool, fool, juge, allo Mr. Posto, oh, so genically, all barely in their tip-tap teens, describing a charming dactylogram of nocturnes, though repelled by the snore of the log, who looked stuck to the sod as ever and oft. When liquefied, he murmured absurdly in his Dutchener's native, visibly unmoved, over his treasure trove for the crown, daughter dead, bedstead, mean diggy, smuggy, flasky. John, after he had had in the first place doffered a hat with the reinforced crown, and bowed to all the others in that chorus of praise of goodwill girls on their best behaviour, who all they were girls all rushing so warmly for the post as buzzy as he could be to read his kiss hands, kittering all about, rushing and making a tremendous girl fuss over him pell-mell, their June premiere, and his rosy-posy smile mussing his frizzy hair into gollywog curls of him, all but that one, Finfrea's fair, is done in love letters like a trayful of cloudberry tartlets, ain't they fine, mighty, mighty fine and honoured, and smilingly smelling pair and pair about, broad by bread and slender to slimmer, the nice perfumers that came convey peeling off him, which was angelic, simply savouring of wild thyme and parsley jumbled with breadcrumbs, oh nice, and feeling his full fat pouch from so tacitly and jingling his jelly bags, for though he looked a young chaply of 16, that could fool by his manhood that he was just the killingest lady killer of all by kindness. Now you, John, asking kindly, hello, missies, after how are yous at all with those of their dollybags, and where's Agatha Lamb, and how are Bernadette's Columbillas, and Julina's Tuberbunnies, and Eulalina's Tuggerfunnies? He next went on, fine feeling fit, to drop a few stray remarks anent their personal appearance, and the country taste displayed in their tight kitty quasks and their smart fricky frockies, asking coy one after sly one had she read Irish leggings, and gently reproving one that the hem of her hum could be seen below her hem, and whispering another aside as lavariant that the hook of her hum was often a bittock at her back, to have a sidey eye to that hum, and all, of course, just to fill up a form out of pure human kindness and in the sprite of fun, for John, by the way, was by the way of becoming, I think, I hope he was, the most purely human being that ever was called man, loving all up and down the whole creation, from Samson's tyke to Jones's sprat, and from the king of all wrens down to infusories. John, after those few prelims made out through his aeroscope, the apparition of his fond sister Izzy, for he gnawed his love by her way of slabashing, and she showed him proof by her way of blabushing. Now could he forget her so tarnally easy, as all that since he was brother besides her Benedict Godfather, and heaven knows he thought the world in his life of her sweetheart could buy poor, good, true John. Sister dearest, John delivered himself with express cordiality, marked by clearance of diction and general delivery, as he began to take leave of the scholastic at once, so as to gain time with deep affection. We honestly believe you sorely will miss us the moment we exit, yet we feel as a martyr to the discharge of all their duty that is about time, by great Harry, we should shove off to stay on our long last journey, and not be the load on ye. This is the gross proceeds of your teaching, in which we were raised. You, sis, that used to write to us the exceeding nice letters for presentation, and will be telling us anon, full well do we want to recall to mind thy old word tales of home spinning and deringo and die obscure and daddy ho, these tales which we literally whist off our hearts so narrated by thou, go west to perfection, our pet pupil of the whole rhythmic class, and the mainsay of our original house, the time we yonkers twain were fairly tossing ourselves, O Phoebix, O Pollux, in bed, having been laid up with castor's oil and the parish's syrup, the night we will remember, for to share our heart sweet affections with thee. I rise, O fair assemblage, and comincio, Now then, after the introit of exordium, my galaxy girls, qui pro quo, of directions to hen servants, I was asking his advice on the strict TT from Father Mike PP, my orational Dominican and confessor doctor, CCDD. By the birds, he was saying, as he yerked me under the rib sermon in offered way, and confidence between peas like ourselves and so many non-cupsent words about how he had been conferiting tete a tete with two of viragos intactus, about what an awful life he led, purish priced, uttering mass for a couple of geldings, and what a lawful day it was, then and then, for a consummation with an infusion, and how by all the nanny Larry's eight pigginities, how hell and tunnels he'd marry me any old buckling time as flying quick as he'd look at me. And I was giving youth now again in words of style by a way of offertory, his been my advice, and it placed the person, as ere he retook him to his cure, those verbs he said to me, from above, the most eminent bishop titular of Dublinic, to all his pretty busses in Della Bellini. Come all ye dimsel damsel, siddle down and lizzle all. Follow me close, keep me in view, understudy me, Ceres, which is to all practising masseurs from a preaching freer, and be a gentleman without a duster before a parlour maid without a speech. Now, during our brief absence from this furtive phoetic season, adhere to as many as probable of the Ten Commandments, touching purgations and indulgences, and in the long run they will prove your better guidance along your path of right way. Where the list use are we, and what's the first thing to be sung? Is it rubrics, mandarimas, pasquilines, or verdidads in it, or the bruiselivid intercourse of extreme violence? And for the love of liturgy, be canterbassant, where is the fate to be wished for? Several Sundays after what's in time? I'll sack that sick sever the minute I bless him. That's the most I can do for him, his grapes. Economy of movement, acts why said, I've a hopesome choice if I choose all of the sinks in the colander. From the common for Ignatius purple plume to the proper Francisco Ultramare, last of scorch third of snows, in terror gammons, how do you do's? Here she's Isabel that wears in heaven, virgin white, undergesima, vicissima nona, Doramans, the same or similar to be kindly observed within the affianced diectess of Gay O'Toole and Lomi Gwendolake, Danish spoken, from Manducare Monday till up till various siesta in China dominoes, words taken in triumph, my sweet assistance, from the suffering pen of our Joe Coker's Inkerman, militant of the reed behind the ear. Never missed your lawsome whermas for the coupling miles, your butt rose to bride worship. Never hate mere pork, which is bad for your knife of a Good Friday. Never let a hog of the hoat trample underfoot your linen of Killiney. Never play ladies' game for the Lord's stake. Never lose your heart away till you win his diamond back. Make a strong point of never kicking up your rumpers over the scroll end of sofas in the Darday Big Call cafeteria by tootling risky apropos songs of commercial travellers, smokers for their Colombian night's entertainment, the likes of White Limbs they never stop teasing, or Minx he was a Manx maid when Murray was a man. And by the bun, is it you goes bisbuiting his aces and goss, and then throw them bag in the box? Why, the tin's nearly empty. First thou shalt not smile, twice thou shalt not love, lust thou shalt not commix idolatry, hip, confiners, help, compunction. Never park your brief stays in the men's convenience. Never clean your button cups with your dirty pair of scissors. Never ask his first person, where's your quickest cut to our last place? Never let the promising hand use make free of your once made sacral, the soft side of the axe, a coil of cord, a colleen coy, a blush and the bush turned first man's laughter into wailful moiter. O foolish couple, our dice's error. Never dip in the urn while your browser's on your sweet. Never slip the silver key through your gate of golden age. Collide with man, collude with money. Ere you sail, forget my prize. Where you trust, be circumspicious, and look before you leak, dears. Never christen with lard apples till a switten is inside. Wet your twistle when a weed is, and you'll rue it. Despinides, especially beware, please, of being at a party to any demoralizing home life. That saps a chap. Keep cool fate in the firm, have warm hope in the house, and begin frem at home to be chary of charity, where it is nobler in the main to supper than the boys and arrows of outrageous virtue. Give back those stolen kisses, restore those old cotton gloves, recollect the yellow perils that all too often beset green girls, rid a rodent and Darododa once they get a hobby horoscope, playing breeches part for Bessie Sudlow and flesh-coloured pantons instead of erting down in the coal hole trying to boil the big gun's dinner. Lay before wicked lags behind wall, where here Mr. Wicker whacked a great fall. Fermora Familia fielded a candlelight but Hayes Cunningham and E. Robinson swear it's an egg. Foglim Mickey, stay for stand until give it. Remember the bitter bitters I shed, the vigil I buried our harlot K from poor Mrs. Manigans off Britain's court on the feast of Mary Magdalen. Ah, who would wipe her weeper dry and lead her to the halter? Sold in her heyday, laid in the straw, bought for one pretty petunia. Moral, if you can't point a lily, get a henna out of here. Put your sweller foot foremost on foulardy pneumonia shirtwaist, irreconcilable with true Fermian reservation and ribbons of lace, limonix disgrace. Sure, what is it on the holy only ties together? The merest and transparent Washingtons to make languid Lola Lindry longer. Centre clout to stiff stuff your host, and hearts he's full of temptiness. Vanity flee and verity fear, dear bell. Whale bones and bus butts may hurt you. Twack away, twack, but never lay bare your breast secret. Dickett's place to joy a Jonas and the dolphins barnacle, which are meatful fanned. Divide cupped fills. Compulsing pay attention spasms between the advertisement for Ulica's wine and a pair of pull doors of the old cupiosity shape. Then you'll fix your eyes darkling on the autocart on the Brinkfast cable, but here till your Martin morphies, please sit till face to face, for if she short of your short falls down to his knees, pray how wrong will he look till he rises. Now before Gravesend is commuted, but now reappears out his algae, the pulcherman and would-do performer, oh yes, Mr. Smut, slated by the Vice Crusaders to be well known to all the dilettantes in the near and the ciudad of Buenos Aires, taking you to the play guest house to see the smirching of Venus and asking with whispered offers and very low bearded voice with a nice little tiny man in a very nice little tony way, won't you be an artist moral and posing your nudies as a local aesthetic before voluble old mass was introducing you left to right the party comprises to Hogarths like Botticelli and Tintoretto and Ganesian Coraggio with their extra hand Masaccio, plus the usual Bilker's dozen of dowdy cameramen and the valses of lewd bullion for innocence and the philosophies of Bus of Bulkley, oh, the frecklessness of the giddies novites. There's many the ice pole globetropper is haunted by the hottest spot under his equator like ramrod, the meaty hunter always Jaeger for a thirst, the black beautiful, the undraped divine, and Susie's middle with the blue Danube boys, al blah, vipers, vapid vilers, put off the old man to the very front and get right on with the nutty spark around the back, slip your oval out of touch and let the parvies be your goal. Up leather prunella, convert your try, stick wicks in your ear shells when you hear the prompter's voice. Look on a bow in his beauty and you'll never more wear your strawberry leaves. Rely on the relic. What bondman ever you bind on earth, I'll be bound, was combined in Hemel. Keep early horses in the webs is yours. Dress the pussy for a mighty and follow her piggy tails up the way to Winky Land. See little Poopeep, she's first asleep. After having set your poetries, as you know what happens when chime thrones over Jupin. Go to dust with the poultry, you understand, and shake up with the milchman. The Sullivan vultures are on the prowl and the Haley's fringy Marys. Tobacco's taboo and toboggan's a backseat. Secret societies, anonymous letters make the great unwashed as bad as their betters. Don't on any account acquire a penchant for the all too common fag, but habit of frequenting and chumming together with the braces of couples and Mr. Tunnelly's Holloway, smash it, wriggling with locusses and cockchafers and vamps and rodents, with the end to commit acts of interstipal indecency as between twinties and tape garters, fingers, pats, or fondle pets under the cover few act. It's the thin end, wedge your steps. Your high-powered, hefty hoyden thinks nothing of ramping through a whole suite of smokeless husbands. 3 minutes, I'm counting you. One, no twitching now. Give me that when I tell you, ragazza ladra. And is that any place to be smuggling as Madam's apples up? Deceitful jade, ghee wedge, begore. I like the way they're half-cooked. Whole flay, grill, fire that laney feeling for cozen kissing disingenuously within the prescribed limits like population peg on a hint or twin clandestinely does be doing to temptation Tom. Atkins questions and barley and snacking spheres forwards like a manure smagged. While there's men o' war on the say, there'll be loves of women on the do. Loves are the usual channels, cistern brothily, when properly disinfected and taken neat in the general way, upon retiring to roost in the company of a husband-in-law or other respectable relative of an apposite sex, not love that leads by the nose as I foresmelt, but canalised love, you understand, does a felon good, suspiciously if he has a slugger's liver, but I cannot belabour the point too ardently, and after the lessons of experience I speak from inspiration, that fetid spirit is the thief of priorities, so none of your 20 raw cherry whisks, me daughter, at the cat and coney of the spotted dog, at the two-man's lot's rod. When parties get tight for each other, they lose all respect together. By the stench of our fizzle and the glib of our gab, know the drunkle draggle-tail Dublin drab. You'll pay for each bally Saturday night, every billing Sunday morning. When the night is in May and the moon shines bright, we won't meet in Navan till you try to give the Kell Street Club the gobby. Hill or hollow, hull or hague, and beware how you dare of wet cocktails in Kildare, or the same may see your wedding driving home from your wake. Maids of Ashens, when you flirt, spoil the lad, but spare his shirt. Lay your lily-like long his shoulder, but buck back if he butts bolder, and just help your homely hop and heed no horning. But if you've got some brain in motion to rise can-can and rouse commotion, I'll be apt to flail that tail for you till it's borning. Let the love lad alike at the eye gird your gastrics in the gym, nor must you omit to screw the lid firmly on that jazz jiggery and kickstarts, bumping races on the flattened point-to-point over obstacles, right-wheeling that alslivously up windy Rutland rise and inciting rebellious northerners before the saunters of the city of Dunlop. Then, Breton biking on the free with your airs of Gobi D and your heels upon the handlebars, Berbel brazenness, know before your corselage rib is decartilage, that is to mean if you have visceral ptosis. My point is making allowances for the fads of your weak abdominal wall and your liver is sprul, vin-van. Or should you feel in short as though you needed healthy physical exercise to flush your kidneys, you understand, and move that 12-finger bowl and treadworm inhabiting it, lassie, and perspire freely, licked your lecture in the lobby, and why out you go by the ostrich onto the dirt track and skip. Be a sportive, deal with nature, the great greengrocer, and pay regularly the monthlies. Your punts perfume is only in the halfpenny shop beside the reek of the rawney. It's more important than air, I mean the neat air. Oop, I never open my map, but I pack my food in it. And promotes that natural emotion, stamp out bad eggs. Why do so many puddings prove disappointing, as dietitian says in Creature Comforts causeries, and why so much soup is so much slop? If we could fatten on the Elizabethans, we wouldn't have teeth like the Hippopotamians. However, likewise, if I were in your envelope shirt, I'd keep my weather eye well cocked open for your furnished lodgers paying for their feed on tally with company and piano tunes, only stupefying yourself, the too friendly friend sort, Mazarikovich, or other some sunskin of a vitch, but he's coming from old Pannonia on this purpose, whom Sue stuttering about the mall and firmal articles, and who makes himself so at home mid the music and spanks, the ivory that lovely for this, your Mr. Melosius MacShine MacShane, may soon prove your undoing, and bane through the succeeding years of rain should you, whilst John is from home, get used to basking in his lover's low lap, inordinately clad, moustache teasing, when close-handed together behind locked doors, kissing steadily, Malbongust, it's not the thing, you know, with the calf-loving self-seeker under the influence of woman, inching up to you, disarranging your modesties, and fumbling with his forte paws in your bodice, after your billy does twice first go off, take care, would you stray and split on me, and going on doing his idiot every time you give him his chance to get thick and play piggly wiggly, making much of you, bilge taking like a ditherer, goo goo zoog about your glad neck and the round globe and the white milk and the red raspberries, oh horrifier, and prying down furthermore to chance's lucky arm with his pregnant questions up to our past lives. What has that court to sing with him? The next thing you'll be squirting on the tabernacle, pouring pitchers to the well for old Gloatstain's glorification, and the posquities of the Black Watch peeping private from the bush and rangers, and our local busybody talker Gobrack, worse again, off to that praying fan, on to them priors. It will be a horrible state of affairs altogether for the red columnists of press-written epics, Peter Paragraph and Paulus Puff. I'm keep helping them to cover my concerts, to get a hold of for their balloons and shoot you private by surprise, considering the marriage slump that's on this oil age, and Pullix's 3 shillings a pint and wives at 6 and 7, when domestic calamities blame par, and new lades blow mar for the 22 and cent, time 20 took thousands in the slack march of civilization, where you be becoming guilty of unlecky-like intoxication to have and to hold, to pig and to pay, direct connection qua intervener with a prominent married member of the vice-reeking squad, and in consequence of therein under subpoenas, be flummoxed to the second degree by becoming a detestificator company keeper on the dammy mond of look lamp light. Anything but that for the fear and love of gold. Once and for all, I have no college swankies. You see, I'm well-voiced in Love's Arsenal and all its overtures from Colleen Boys to Colleen Bonds, so I've every reason to know that rogue's gallery of nightbirds and bitch fanciers, lucky duffs and light Lindsay's, haughty Hamiltons and gay Gordons, does doctored and otherwise messing around skirts, and what their fickling intentions look like. You make up your mind to that, trespassing on your danger zone in the dancer years. If ever I catch you at it, mind, it's you that will hotch it. I'll tackle you to feel if you have a few devils in you. Holy gun, I'll give it to you, hot, high and heavy before you can say Sidro, or may the maledictions of lousy fear fall like nettle rash on the white fire's father that converted from moonshine the foster mother of the first Nancy Free, that ran on after the trumpeter that mangled Moore's melodies, and so upturned the tub's head of the star-daft journal writer to inspire the prime finisher to fell him the finstry, out of which Cooper Funnymore planned the flat of the beer barrel, on which my granny dad's lustiest sat his seat of unwisdom with my tan's petted sister for the cause of his joy. Amen. Poof. There's Puffy, be corin planks the ovid, all abound me Brett, glory galore and glory be, as broad as its lung and as long as a line, the valiantine vo of venerable valvusdom. If my jaws must brass away like the dewdrops on my lay, and the top note of delivery, you'd expect it me be me in voice. Theo Donahue's warning from Daddy O'Dowd. Who? What, I'm wondering to myself whose, for there's a strong tendency to put it mildly by making me the medium. I feel spirits of itchery ouching from all over me, and only from the sledgehammer's force in my hand and to hold in the dark and alone, knows what who'll be saying of next. However, now before my upper rotting register, something nice. Now, dear sister, in perfect leaves again, I say, take a brokerly advice and keep it to yourself that we, John first of our name, here now make all receptacles of free of price. Easy, my dear, if they tingle you say nothing or not. No cheek a cheek with Chipper Chapper. You and your last mash boy and the padre in the pulp box, enumerating you his nostrums, be vacillant over those vigilant who would leave you to be lave black on white. Close in for physical hijinks as well as for fight shy of mug punters. I'd burn the books that grieve you and light an Alexandrian bumpire that would suffragate Tom Fallar or Zolfinarol. Peruse in state your weekly standard, our virile organ that is Ethelred by L. Prestum. Apply your five wits to the four very latest. The Arsticans and Tratian Miracula are viewed to death by a priest hunter, is still first in the field despite the castle bar. William Archer's romping good catalogue, and he'll give you a rise on the road to our national labyrinth. Skim over tough hells with the papes, mostly boys, by the divine comic Denty Alligator, expunging your index, and find a quip in a choir Arius Arim from Bastard Title to Father Johnson. Where allowed by pious fiction the like of Lentil Lore by Carnival Cullen, or that Percy Wins of our S.J. Finns, or Peace and Plenty by the Curer of Wires, licensed and censored by our most picturesque prelates, the Graces of Lindzen and Petitbois, Bishops of Hibernites, Lichet, Ut, Libanus, for expansion of the promises the two best sells in the market this luckiest year set up by Gildefader, put out by Gildesan, and circulating dismally at Gilly de Hooley's cost. Strike up a nodding acquaintance for our doctrine with the works of old Mrs. Trott Sr. and Manuel Cantor Jr. and Lope de Figures, Nate's Maximum. Used to follow Mary Little Lamb's flitsy tales, especially with the sentimented sauce. Sifted science will do your arts good. Eggs laid by former cock, and with flageolets and send fancy land. Chiefly girls, trip over sacramental tea into the long lives of our saints and sacerdotes, with vignettes cut short into instructional primers by those in authority for the bitterment of your sorts. Forfeit not the palsied, light to match for poor old Contrabally, and Semsal Balmoil for the schismatics. A hem to need is aye a friendly deed. Remember, maid, thou dost that powder, but Cinderella thou must return. What are you robbing her sleeve for, Ruby, and pulling your tongue, Polly? Cog that out of your teen times, everyone. The lad who brogues no breeches lifts the last atop the tailor. How dare you be laughing out of your mouth, child, of the lack of that? Keep cool your fresh chastity, which is far better far. Sooner than part with that vestalite emerald of the first importance, to send it to me by far from our family, which you treasure up so closely where extremes meet, nay, muzzled, less mended, rather let the whole ecumene universe belong to Mary Hal, and do whatever his Mary well likes. When the going goes for Ornette's two-nest marriage, step into your harness and strip off that nullity suit. Famine, hold back, for the races to the rashes of, the romping, jumping rushes of, haul Seaton's down, black, green, and grey, and hoist Mickley's way in sawdust. What's overdressed of undercloded? Papush, forsake me not. When there's white, let's ope. Wish, bless she that walked with good Jock Humphrey, free made her happy tide. Go, you can down all the dripping you can dumple to, and buff kid scouse to ad libidinum. In these lassitudes, if your parents and things to look after, that was what was stuck to the Countess Cantaline when she was sticking out Mavis Toffee Lips to feed her supranated husbands, and it is henceforth associated with her names, La Dripping de Dropping, the inimitable imperuist of the inevitable. There's nothing to touch it, we are taught, unless she'd care for a mouthful of white pudding for the wishes on her rose marine and the lunch light in her eye. So when you pet the rolling pin, write my name on the pie. Guard that gem, sissy, rich and rare, says he. In this cold old world, who'll feel it, hum? The jewel you're all so cracked about, there's flitty few of them gets it, for there's nothing now but the stable stoles and a runabout to match it. Sing him a ring, touch me low, and I let she sew my so-and-so, show-and-so, show-on-show, she-shoe-shon. Divulge. Suddenly jouted out hard-working John, kicking the console to his double and braying aloud like Brahman's ass, and as his vox humanar swelled to great, clenching his manly so highly strong was he, man, and gradually quite warming to her. There must be a power of kin antics in that Buell of Gruel, he gobed at Big Go. Divorce into me and say the cur name and undress. If you get into trouble with the party, you're not likely to forget his appearance either, of any lapwhelp or sleeve mongrel who talks to you upon the road where he truck you to be a roller. Oh, the gotan sacks a peeler up, shut down chicks peel of him, and the volunteers to trifle with your roundlings for profit glass and dough, the marrying hand that his leisure repents of, without taking out his proper password from the eligible ministers for affairs with the black friendling, that enemy of our country, in a clean-looking light, and I don't care a tungsten tammany hang who the muck he is, nor two hoots in the corner, nor three shouts on a hill, where even a consonantal name such as my very own, Atterboy Nowling, and like Enoch to my town major ancestor, the two that are taking out their divorces in this Pooksbury Court circuits, rear uncle Remus, the bass of a Barackham, and old father, Elizabeth Knickerbocker, the lanky sire of Wolverhampton, about their Bristolings, but as true as there's a soak for sakes and two away's Peterborough, and as sure as home we come to Newski Prospect from west the wave on schedule time, if I came any quicker, I'd be right back before I left from the land of breach of promise with Brendan's mantle whitening the Kerry Brazilian sea and March's pebbles spinning from beneath our footslip to carry fired and sword. Rest assured that as we value the very name in sister, that as soon as we do possibly, it will be a poor lookout for that in sister. He's a marked man from that hour. And why do we say that? You may query me. Query, guess, call style, think and think and think. I urge on you, Muffet, thou wrong porridge, you're an ignoratus. Because then probably we'll done well soon show him what the Sean way is like, how we'll go a long way towards breaking his outsider's face for him for making up to you with his bringty bam of gay lad and his singty songs of Arapee. Chance of trying my ward's head into sanctuary before feeling with his two dimensions for your nuptial ditto. Oh, hey, Bo, if I was Blunderbuss, I'd go and fright his jewelman. Now, we'll tell you what we'll do to be sicker instead of compensation. Well, he'll burst our his mouth like Leary to the Leinster face, and reduce he'll will earn some lineaments to a pulp. Open the door softly, somebody wants you, dear. You'll hear him calling you, bump like a blaze in the muzzle of the Turkish might. Come on now, pillar box, I'll stiffen your scribal broken reed. That'll be it, grand opera style. Even should I with my sluts of hogpew and cheekers have to comb the brash of the libs around close St. Patrice to lay my louse boob on his BH like solitaire. We're all eyes, I have his quorum of images all on my retinue. Mohammed Ahon, Mike Brassup. Moreover, after that bad manners to me, if I don't think strongly about giving the brother keeper into custody to the first police bubby constables of Dora Diehards in the fields, I might chance to fall upon. Or, for that matter, for your information, if I get the wind up what you do, you bet in the buckets of my rot, I mightn't even take into my programme a sweet course to do a rash act and pitch in and swing for your perfect stranger in the meadow of happiness and then wipe the street up with the Clonmelian, pending my bringing proceeding versus the joy boy before a bunch of magistrates and 12 good and gleeful men, filius nullius per fas et nefas. It should prove more or less of an event and show the widest federal in my cup. He'll have pansements then for his pensiamentos, howling for priests. Pretty Knox, I promise him with plenty burks for his shins. Dum, lim, whim, hum. In which case, I'll not be complete in fighting lust until I contrive to half-kill your Charlie, you're my darling, for you, and send him to home surgeon Hume, the algebraist, before his appointed time, particularly should he turn out to be a man in a brown about town. Roll of the Gunger, son of a once, a Fleur Wallister to Arnulf's, picking up ideas of well over of about 56 or so, pitch-coy proportions with perhaps 5'8", the usual XYZ type. Or C. Toc H. Nothing but claret, not in the stud book by a long starch, with a tut-brush moustache and jaw crockeries, alias grinner, through collar. And of course, no beard. Meat and Coleman suit with tar baggy slacks, obviously too roomy for him, and springside boots, washing tie, Father Matthew's bridge pin, sipping some Wheatleys at Ross's on a bar stool with some pupple of the Olaf Stout kidney, always trying to purchase movables by hebdomadaries for to put in a new house to loot cigarette and his holder with a good job and pension and business. And what about our trip to Normandy style conversation with an occasional they saw that film of coloured featured at the Mother of Pearl screen about Mikey and his lost Angelines and Corky shows do Morvelu's bluey green eyes a bit scummy developing a series of angry boils with certain references to the deity seeking relief in alcohol and so on. General omnibus character with a dash of railway brain, stale cough and occasional twinge of claudication, having his favourite fecund class family of upward of a decade, both Hereford and Lodenbrogue, to boot and buy off, I mean. So, let it be a knuckle or an elbow, I hereby admonish you. It may all be topping fun, but it's tip and run and touch and flow for every whack when Marie stops Phil Fluter's game to go on. Arms a-roam, sides aside, facing to the wall, to the tumble of the toss, to the trouble of the swaddle-o. And lest there be no misconception, Miss Fort Welsey, over who to fasten the plight for Liferon, 333-1 and rue the day, when the nice little smeller squalls in his criddle, or the dirty old biggle be squealing through his coffin, you better keep him the gun barrel straight around Vokersburst, as I recommends you to, you gypsy-eyed baggage, do you hear what I'm praying? Or gash without buttering my head to a swordtail whose stroke force or which struck backly, I'll be over you meself horizontally, as a strap-hanger said for knocking me with my name, and yourself and your baby bag don at such a great sacrifice with a wrap of the gavel to a third-piece cow handler as cheap as the niggard's dirt for sale, or I'll smack your fruit-flavoured jube-jube lips well for you, so I will well for you, if you don't keep a civil tongue in your pigeon-house. The pleasures of love last but a fleeting, but the pleasures of life outlasts a lifetime. I'll have it in for you. I'll teach you bed-miners tip-for-tap to be playing your odd daughter tango tricks with Mickey Dazzlers. If I find coarse hairs on your river frock and your squirm side of your Burberry luptually covered with chift chaff and shavings up Rosemary Lane and put a nasty rod you was you? I understand you. You understand asking any Bettyless to carry your parcels and you dreaming of net glory. You'll ging no more with Wolf the Ganger. Cutting Chapel were you and had dates with slickers in particular hotels, had we? Lonely went to play your mother Izzard. You was with friends, hey? That's a dull yarn. Mark me then. I'll home seek you, Luperca. As sure there's a Palatine in Limerick and I'm stripe conference here's now. Nerbu de Bios. If you two goes to walk upon the railway guard and I'll go to beat behind the bush. See to it, Snip. It's up to you. I'll be hat-snatching Harry or to hiding Harry's hinder head. Snap, I'll tear up your limp shades and lock all your trotters in the closet, I will, and cut your silk skin into garters. You'll give up your ask on brutal ways when I make you really smart, so scalp your bud and kiss the hurt. I'll have plenary satisfaction, plays the bishop, for your partials indulgences, if you're my rodeo gal. Fair man and foul suggestion, there's a lot of blessed pleasure coming band slanging your way, Miss Perpinelli Satin. For your own good, you understand, for the man who lifts his pud to a woman is saving the way for kindness. You'll remember your motto, Ave Tiger Roma, Mickley smarter than me next time. For I'll just draw my prancer and give you one split puck in the crupper, you understand, that will bring the poppy blush of shame to your peony hind mice, till you yell papa pardon and ratten your rhododendrons to the bleat of cholera baldolor. I am, I do, and I suffer. Do you hear me now, Lickspoon, and stop looking at your pussycat bow in the slate, that you won't obliterate for the bulkier part of a running year, failing to give a good account of herself. If you think I'm so tan cupid as all that, lights out now, poof, tight and sleep on it, and that's how I'll bottle your greedy puss beauty bus for ye, me bullin heifer, for 'tis I have the peer of arums that carry a wallop between them. Unbeknownst to you would I return or see, and nuncio would I return here. Here, from the sublime to the ridiculous, times out of oft my future shall we think with deepest of love and recollection by introspection of thee, but me far away on the pillow, breeding foundly o'er my names all through the empties, whilst moited by the rattle of the doppeldoor knockers. Our Homer old poet to us, Linda, Fred Weatherly, puts it some ways better. You're sitting on me style, maybe, where oft I helped you o'er. Little game, Rumili, from Liffily de Bancum, Tobliquem, but a big corner fill you do in this unadulterated seat of our affections. Ere Wengers may breed, so may we uncreepingly multiplied like the sands on Amberham. Seven heavens, oh heaven, I's want you, your ways to me, little me, were wonderful, so ickem purse proud, in sending yum loveliest fanciful thoughts, touching me, dashing you, though we dots hyphen the so pretty arch godskins of bedding knights. If I've proved your Sally fashion how I'm a man of armour, let me sew, let me sue, let me see your Isabellis. How I shall, should I survive, as please the unitor of you in my heart. I'm living in hopes to do, replacing Mig, wandering hands up in yours, so eager for Mitch. Positively cover the two pure chicks of your comedy, plump cheek, with just your kissings, Hong Kong and so gong, that I'd scare the bats out of every one of those puggy mornings. Honestly, by my rat and dog and daddy oak, I will become coming when, upon the mingling of our meeting waters, wish to wish her like massive mountains to part no more, you will there and then, in those happy moments of our soft accord, rain kiss on me back, for full marks with shouldered arms, and in that united eye or you stayed, when I come, toof toof, while flyers fox into my own green geese again, swap sweet and snug, six of one for half a dozen of the other, till they bet with the cuckoo derby when cherries come next come back to Ealing, as come they must, as they missed in their past, as they must for my pressing season, as hereinafter must they cheery will immediately saunt on my safe return to ignorance and bliss in my horseless couple poor through Sirland and Norland, King's Country and Queens, with my ropes of pearls for gamey girls, the way you'll hardly know me. Slim ye, come, slum with me, and rally rats round up. 'Tis post-purification we will, sale of work and social service, missus completing our Abelite union by the adoption of fosterlings, embark for Euphonia, up Murphy, Henson O'Dwyer, the Worcester Wardens, I'll put in a shirt time if you'll get through your shift, and between us and our shirt slaves, brace to brassier, and shouter to shunter, we'll pull off our working programme, come into the Garden Guild, and be free of the gape at home. We'll circumcivisize all Dublin country, let us, the real us, all ignite in our pre-purgatory grade as apostacles, and be instrumental to utensilize, help our Jacqueline sisters clean out the hog's hole and generally ginger things up, meliorize in mass quantities, raffling receipts and sharing sweepstakes till naval spokes and fellows hum like him, burn only what's Irish, accepting their coals. You will soothe the coke black bile that's Anglia's and touches American's iron core. Write me your essays, my vocational scholars, but chorously dipping your nose in it for Henrietta's sake, on mortality in the life of juries and the sludges of King Harrington's at its height, running boulevards over the whole of it. I'd write it all my own self if only I had here of my my jolly young watermen. Bear in mind, by Michael, all the provincial bananas peels and eelcock eggs making drawdust jubilee along Henry Moore, Earl and Talbot streets. Luke, and all the Memmer Manning he's dung for the prey of birds, our priest Mayor King merchants strewing the Castle Knock Road and drawing manure upon it till the first glimpse of Wales, and from Balses Breach Harshu up to Dumping Corner with the merest father's brothers 11 versus Whitefriars out of a rogation stag party. Compare them, Caponish and Trowlers, with the bridges of Belchers and Fairview, nor East Dublin's favourite southwest watering plats, and ump as you lump it. What do you mean by no citizen, and how do you think of just pagan? Compass Liffey and Dup Flynn by Pierce Egan with the bow and buckley of Fino Rally. Explain why there is such a number of orders of religion, Asia. Why such an order number in preference to any other number, when any other number in any other order at all? Now, where is the greenest island off the black coats of Spain, overset into universal? I am Pedrickson upon my petridge, or Almus. Way, away for the outer intoxication of our town of the fords in a huddle. Hail fellow, some well-met bone-shaker, or to ascertain the facts for herself, run up your showery weather ones, and trust and take the drum gondola tram, and wearing the mid-limb and vesty endorsed by the hierarchy fitted with ecclesiastics, bending your steps, pick a tail, and stand on, say, Aston's, I advise you strongly, along quite a copy of the Seeds and Weeds Act, when you've procured one for yourself, and take a good, longing gaze into any nearby shop's window, you may select, at suppose, let us say, the height of number 11 canes or cues, and in the course of about 32 minutes' time, proceed to turn around about on your heels towards the previous causeway, and I shall be very cruelly mistaken indeed, if you will not be just astonished to see how you will be meanwhile darned wheel-top coated with cakes of slush, occasioned by the mush jam of the cross and the black wall traffics in transit. See Caples and then fly. Show me that complaint book here. Where's Cowten's Cataclean, the woman with the muckrate? What will the weedy face of our soul Mucklovedin, the Troy of towns and commons of cities, crawling with mendiants and perforated clothing, get his well-believed white like Liverpool and Michter? When's that grand national gold-cap dupsy derby hubspill coming with its vomitives for our mothers and load, and stretches for their devitalized males? I'm all of me for freedom of speed, but who'll dis asparagus Pope Avenue, or who'll uprouse the Oppian Way? Who'll brighten Bray Hout and bait the Bull Bailey, and never despair of Lawkensby? The rampant royal commissioners? 'Tis an ill weed blows no poppy good, and this labour's worthy of my hire. Oil for mead and toil for feed, and a walk the band for jobless. If I hope not charity, what profiteth me? Nothing. My tippers of flags are knobs of heart shape, for it is a grim tale keeping the father of curls from the sport of oak. Do you know what, little giddles? One of those days I'm advised by the smiling vote seekers who's now snoring, elude to positively strike off hiking for good, and all a biddly well biddly ought, until such attempts as some mood is made under privy sealed orders to get me an increase of automobile and footwear for these poor discalced, and a burst from bond some wind for a cure at Badenware, though there's going to come from this time, as I certainly think now, honest John, for an income plexus that's about the sanguine boundary limit. I mean, sis, dearest, John added, with voice somewhat murky, what though still highfaluting, as he turned his doors to it to pay court to it, and overlevered his boozies to give the note, and score, phonoscopically incuriosiate and melancholic this time, whilst, as on the fulminant he grasped in wonderment, his under Saturn cast eyes, in stellar attraction followed swift to an imaginary swell soir, or the vanity of vanity, all ends vanishing.